90.5 WMUCFM College Park. New Indie Canon will be on right after this.
One of the few times we are aware of movement is when it suddenly stops. Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. With the help of people like you, the National MS Society addresses the challenges of each person whose life is affected by MS and helps them stay connected to the great big moving world. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
Much joy on the new indie canon. William Holden Caulfield from their album Serial Killers. Came out 1990 on Rhino, subdivision of Warner at the time, I believe. Yeah. And hello, my name is Patch, and this is the new indie canon. A syllabus 25 years in the making of the very best new and independent rock, pop, folk, and more, curated for my generation and yours. We've got 2 hours of fantastic tunes lined up, including a lot of new music that I have managed to slip in here and there. One or two throwbacks that you're not going to want to miss. Couple favorites. It's going to be good. We may have some DJ trainees in here, so we're going to try to impart a little wisdom to them. And I hope I can play some of your favorite songs or maybe introduce you to a new favorite. The best way to interact is to go to wmuc.umd.edu/spinatron. Log in there. The chat window is open and you can give me a shout. We'll start off with some Jessica Lee Mayfield. Our hearts are wrong. Once again, you're listening to 90.5 WMUC-FM in College Park, where college radio is good radio.
We'll be right back. line drives, watching TV. Had 7 good years till I noticed they were looking at me. I didn't like what they'd see. Trapped in the backseat, stay on your side. My hand up the window, feeling the wind rush by. While my parents fight. Where did you go? Did I make you leave? Another thing I didn't know.
.5 WMUCFM College Park. 26 years ago this month, I got a magazine in the mail with a CD in it. It was the October issue of CMJ New Music Monthly for October 1999, and that was one of the songs on it. Might have even been the lead-off song. So good. Free to Go, Folk Implosion. It's off their album One Part Lullaby. Before that, new music from Hatchie, Only One Laughing off of Licorice. Witch Post has a new single, Changeling. Does that count as a Halloween tune? Maybe. I've been trying to slip in more Halloween songs in the run-up to Halloween rather than dump them all on you on the last day of the month. So, hold on. What you just missed there was a sneeze. So can we count that as a Halloween song? Sure. Witch Post, Changeling there. Again, new music. And we started things off with Jessica Lee Mayfield, Our Hearts Are Wrong, from Tell Me. I'm broadcasting to you live from the top of South Campus Dining Hall at the University of Maryland in College Park, where it is apparently fall break. No one told me, so I'm here, but no one else is. 61 degrees, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, sunny and 70. Thursday, sunny and 62. Friday, sunny and 63. Saturday, warm and back up to 68. Sunday, rainy and 72. Monday, getting back down to 62, and the rain is happening as well. Here's more new music. Landa Hecht, Favorite Pair of Shoes.
Touch with your buried bones. Can I get a little fading on?
Faded, faded.
Don't be long. Dressed up as bubble.
It's good to see you. It's good to see you go. It's good to see you. It's good to see you go. It's really not that kind to terrorize one in one sleep. And if you're really trying, you'd probably cut the chase too deep. It seems to me that that's a fine way to keep you off your feet. There seems to be no other sign for the two ideas to meet.
It's plausible scenario. I clung to the stretcher. I drew them a heart. They said, do you remember when you saw her last? I said, her skin is cinnamon. Her skin is cinnamon. Do you remember when you saw her last? I said, her skin is cinnamon. 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 Her skin is
The Long Winters. The lead singer of that band has fallen out of favor after he became Twitter's villain of the month for being can opener dad, but man, that was a great album. When I Pretend to Fall from 2003. Cinnamon there. Was that? That seems wrong. I'm suspicious of that. I feel like that is an error in my spinatron there. But anyways, The Long Winter was Cinnamon. Before that, Pinback, Good to See from Autumn of the Seraphs, Architecture in Helsinki with That Beep, and we started things off with new music, Favorite Pair of Shoes. That's Landa Hecht from her new release, Lucky Now. All right, here's an old favorite, Camper Van Beethoven. They were recently in town. I had them on my concert calendar. I was going to tell you they were in town, and I just got distracted and never told you. Sorry about that.
Exactly one. Everybody's coming home for lunch these days. Last night there were skinheads on my lawn. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. People say that bowling alley's got big lanes.
Got big lanes, got big lanes.
Some people say that bowling alleys all look the same.
Look the same, look the same.
There's not a line that goes here that rhymes with anything.
Anything, anything.
Had a dream last night, but I forget what it was.
What it was, what it was.
Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. A dream last night about you, my friend. Had a dream I wanted to sleep next to plastic. Had a dream I wanted to lick your knees. Had a dream.
Turkey Hill on Main Ave and West Side. Wouldn't you guess the only thing we had to fear would be flashing the lights in our rearview mirror? This time they got us, it's all over now. You were praying Hail Marys for an escape route. But thank God for your father's last name and all the connections that he's made to everyone. You're such a sweet church girl, but I know your secret.
To ever so far, got run over by my dream car, spent forever in the ER, slowly going insane, lost my job at Little Caesars, drinking whiskey cause my teeth hurt, my tuxedo was a t-shirt, but you know what they say, well whatever it was. The boulder up the mountain, throw your pennies in the fountain, and your blessings you'll be counting, but you're paying to play. As the darkness was surrounding and my heart began to pounding, you could feel the tension mounting, and it never did break. Well, whatever it was,
I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken. Sick, but I'm pretty.
Years ago this Thursday, that song was released as a single. I believe it was the third single off that album. Of course, it was Hand in My Pocket, Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill there. I have missed her when she's been in town. She did a big Jagged Little Pill anniversary tour. I missed it. She did a thing with Garbage. I missed that. I've never seen her live, and I need to correct that. It's really hard to overstate just how good that album was and how much it took over airwaves, and rightfully so. I think in some ways it became a curse. I have proposed a theory that it is a mistake for a band to try to get more than three singles off a record. I think when you squeeze out four, you get overexposed, and almost every band that I've seen do that gets burned, and I think Alanis was a victim of that, unfortunately. But it's hard when a band is just so good. So Alanis Morissette, Hand in My Pocket. Joyce Manor, they are so good and so fun. Well, Whatever It Was, I also think they're very smart too. Like, they play dumb, but I think they're a very good, talented band. Well, Whatever It Was, from their new one, I Used to Go to This Bar. Again, that's a new album. And the Menzingers, Bad Catholics, from After the Party. We started things off with Camper Van Beethoven, Take the Skinheads Bowling. And earlier, I questioned whether the Long Winter's Cinnamon was from When I Pretend to Fall. It was. I got that wrong. I was mixing it up with their next album, which is the one I'm more familiar with. So yeah, no, I was right the first time. All right. Hey, this one's a little Halloween-y. We've got about 13 minutes left before the top of the hour. Let's try to do a couple more songs. This one's got a sort of spooky vibe. It's Stars, I Died So I Could Haunt You. You're listening to 90.5.
Thousands of ghosts in the daylight, walking through my hometown square. Thousands of faces you touched once, thousands you lost in the fire. Knock, knock on the door of the house that he knew. The air grows cold round me and you, and it's cold. You know that he's there. Thank you.
One day we all disappear. We'll walk till we get to the harbor. They'll never know we were here.
A few steps in the backyard, with one foot at a time. Only rays of sunshine can be catching me off guard. The turning in my mind travels to my viscous with the stories before mine. All the homes that I've known, I made it before in the pine. Are the sheds and castles created a baby from the start? Agonized so deep inside me, in the startling the ending. Last is my beginning, full of life but I'm starving. No, by yourself and crowding. Guess I thought the sunshine would be enough or something.
Softens on the avenue, wasting the remainder of the day. Drinking off what's left of the glasses on the table when the couples get their checks and walk away. And I'll be here tomorrow, then every day that follows, until I see you later on this week. Will you come and pick me up when I get up off the bus? Will you help me bring my stuff out to the beach? When we met, I was the reverend. You were in the congregation. Didn't happen right away, but pretty soon. And I never had a calling. It was just a strong desire to be the one that stood up in the room. Cause when I was a child, I used to fixate on the chaplain, the way he brought the widows all to tears. And that looked like a decent way to make a little living here. I gave myself to God for a few years. Built a chapel off the exit on the highway outside Harrisburg. There was all that new development back then. Parishioners would come to me with cakes and little pastries and ask me for my blessing once again. But I couldn't shake the feeling I was faking all the faithfulness, and every single sermon was a fraud. Drifted through the rituals, prideful, high, and pitiful, and pissing off a petty, vengeful God. Pissing off a petty, vengeful God. My parents are both ancient now. I'm staying at their summer house. Clear out on the weekends when they come. To my sisters and her daughters on the fringe of Philadelphia, with their skinny cigarettes and snapping gum. But I'm grateful for the place to stay. I'm caddying on Saturdays. The money's not as good as it was when we were teenagers. Walk back from the golf course, cut through a couple backyards, but I try to keep my eyes pointed heavenward. In some other prior life, the Reverend and his wife are sitting in the kitchen making plans. Unaware of all the mess, the pressure in the flesh is capable of making in a man. And I never really fell, cause I was never quite convinced. I must admit I miss all the simplicity of a woman and a man. Though I also understand the reasons you no longer wanna be with me. I can see why you no longer wanna be with me. Someone called the cops. I explained to them how much it is you mean to me. The cuffs, they made a click as they wrapped around my wrists. Everybody's got their version of security. Maybe there's a life where the Reverend has his wife and Jesus has his ministry in Galilee. But the sunset looks like blood from the windows of this bus, somewhere between Harrisburg and Bethany. Somewhere between Harrisburg and Bethany. Somewhere between Harrisburg and Bethany.